Okay. Well, thank you. We are back in open session. I would invite the public to come back into the meeting room. The minutes will show that the executive session was adjourned at 9:40. The public's been invited to return the meeting room, and we're now back in open session. There are any motions that need to be handled immediately? There are in order now. I do not believe we have any more motions. So that concludes our regular agenda. We do have one item on our agenda for discussion. And so I think maybe we just need to alert Josh Gallion that we are ready to discuss the weights and measures inventory and jurisdiction. Are you broadcasting, Esther? How come with a screen in? That just shows for in here. Yeah. Okay. It is a good, I use that as an indicator whether we're broadcasting or not. Oh, that should be. Or
Madam Chair, while we're waiting for Josh, as far as scheduling for the Valley City hearing, I'm indifferent how we do it, but if you want to work that through with Jerry, what works, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know, we can start talking about this.
Do you know what? Okay. Yeah, you want to lead it?
Yep.
You know okay. What we're talking about. Very good. Thanks,
Rob. Believe it or not. So here's the deal. Going back close to a decade when the metrology lab was closed, in that legislative session in the PSC budget, there was law added that we could actually give that equipment away if we could find someone to set up a metrology lab in the state. But it didn't provide really a lot of clarity for other alternatives, like what if it's on the other side of a border or something like that. I don't think it really gave us that authority. So at one point, I think it was Commissioner Kramer worked with the Commerce Department and tried to get something going, and I don't know exactly what happened, but it never developed.
Congressman Kramer spent an inordinate amount of time shopping around the metrology lab, and he tried several different venues, and there was one we almost had a deal worked out to give it to a group down in Wapton, but it didn't come through. But he spent a lot of time with that, and so just it wasn't like he just tried a little bit. He spent an inordinate amount of time.
I do know from when we had that open and closed it, because I was part of that on the legislative side and the inner discussions, it's quite a building that's required. This was grandfathered in, but was nowhere near meeting standards. It has to be, this was considered way too close to the railroad tracks, for example, but we got away with it.
Wow.
The floor, as I recall, needs to be like a couple feet or something of concrete. It's and the climate control in there is very specific what they demand, and it's not just a matter of throwing up a pole building someplace and calling it good. And so in all these years, and I have probably not pushed it as hard as Commissioner Kramer did, but I've, over the course of the last year, reminded Commerce Department to shop around, although they haven't found anything yet either. Shelley has accumulated a list of, I think, five states and a county and a couple of individuals or companies that are interested. I believe those are all in specific pieces, but that still leaves us most of that equipment over there. But Josh has been in contact with South Dakota, and I don't think a price has been discussed, so I don't know what it is. But they are interested in making a deal and acquiring the whole lot, and it'd be done then, and the state's not continuing to store it and that sort of thing. And Josh put together a big compilation of a bunch of the equipment over there, and there are tens, or I don't know if it would get to $100,000 maybe, but certainly tens of thousands of dollars of equipment value that, you know, like at an auction sale, if one person just takes it all, they're not going to necessarily pay a top price for each piece.
Right.
So I don't know what kind of money we'd be looking at, but I didn't want to spring this on anybody. Is it okay to do something at the next meeting?
Yes.
They have that much time?
I talked to them, and they're not in a huge rush, but they are interested in coming up looking at everything. South Dakota, they do have an interest. I talked to the metrologist yesterday.
They would have to take all of it, though, I would say.
That's what I told them. It's all or nothing. We're not going to piece this together and wind up with components that nobody wants at the end.
So
if you're interested, I don't know if they would make this trip by the next meeting, but potentially for the next meeting, and looking at what we have, talking to Josh, and seeing what we have so that we'd be ready to make a decision.
I'm comfortable with whatever evaluation. I think we need a rough evaluation of it somehow. I can't do that. I have no info on that type of, you know.
There's not really be evaluation because we're not giving it to a private company to set up here in North Dakota. We would basically be looking at this just like any other equipment. It would be surplus.
See, that's what I was thinking is when we did this before, we couldn't find anybody that would take it for free. And we were willing to give it for free, and we tried to think about giving it back to the NIST, and they didn't want it. So I would think, given the fact that the North Dakota people that need this service, most of them go to South Dakota now anyway.
South Dakota or Minnesota.
South Dakota or Minnesota.
So are we just going to take their bid?
We just give it to them.
Surplus. We don't bid it.
Yeah.
Again, we're not in the money part. The money doesn't come back to us. Yeah. This will go through the standard process. We give it to State Surplus. They will facilitate the sale. They keep the money.
Okay.
It's not our money.
So why are we in it at all? What do we need to do at all?
I wanted to bring it to the commission. I just want to make sure you're aware and you're okay if we do go down this road because we're essentially going to be giving away everything in that lab.
It would basically cease to be ours. We would give it to State Surplus.
But the only other option I'm hearing would be if someday down the road the legislature wanted us to do it again or we pursued that sort of authority with the legislature, which would come with a pretty substantial price tag because we'd have to meet the new standards.
By the time you look at the facility and all of the what would be needed to set up a metrology lab, that equipment would be a very small component of what would be needed.
Is the NIST okay with that? Because there was some thing that the NIST was tied into this because ultimately it's their stuff too.
I think they took back the stuff that they that they kept.
If there's a way to just give it directly to South Dakota from us to them, and I don't know if there's a NIST approval and all that at all, but
I think
whatever easiest way to get it to South Dakota is better.
They're expanding their lab. That's essentially what in this expansion.
There was a reason we didn't surplus it before, and I don't remember what it was.
Well, we kept trying to give, because we could give it away if they were going to set up a NIST lab here in North Dakota.
NIST took some stuff back, but not all of it?
Every state has a set of NIST standards.
Right.
They recollected those when we discontinued our lab.
But
so they came in.
Stuff left on.
So all the stuff we have are the things that we purchased. They're on our inventory.
Does this type of lab have to be run by a government entity?
No, it actually
doesn't have to. But the problem is it's just not a money making facility. It's hard to find a business plan where you're going to be profitable.
Right.
That's why these are almost always run by states. Either the states do it or it's not done.
Okay. So we're not running the risk of
the building, just
somebody out there in the, you know, and I don't know why I'm thinking of them, but some sort of aggressive entrepreneur wanting to start it up, take this stuff and say, well, geez, you gave it to South Dakota. I would have built one in North Dakota for North Dakota companies. And are we running that risk at all?
I don't know how to work to prevent that any more than, you know, a few years apart, two different efforts through our Commerce Department to find someone to do that. And I don't know how to find that entrepreneur and if they couldn't find it. And
do you think they really looked?
I think if that entrepreneur is out there, they're going to be looking at investing millions of dollars into setting up one of these facilities. The $100,000 of equipment that we might have is not going to be the decision factor.
And I guess only people I would think would be interested in doing that would be the private testers that we're working with already. So that would be the network. I'd say, did we reach out to them and say, is anyone interested in this equipment and starting a facility of this nature in North Dakota? If not, we're...
Well, a number of those private testers have grumbled about us not having metrology anymore.
Right.
And they've always known that there was this desire for someone to set it up, and that it was in the law that we could give the equipment away. And
okay.
No one has ever done it. It's just not a profitable venture is the thing. It's
maybe just put a memo together if that question comes up and it's not the three of us sitting here, so that we can be referenced back to this period of time we did this, and this is what we ended up with, and file it away.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
I think
it's a good idea. Good work.
You know, if South Dakota will use it, great.
It's one of those things I'd like to get done before the end of the year.
Yeah. Maybe they can give us a discount on or give our vendors a future discount on their testing.
And that's some of the hopes is South Dakota right now cannot do everything that we need them to do. So, again, helping them get established and expanding their lab, I'm hoping that that is a lab that then we can use in the future. Because right now we're limited to Minnesota.
Oh.
So again,
where is their lab? Is in Sioux Falls?
Oof, I'll have to check. I'm not sure.
If they're building a new one, they should build it in Mobridge.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly where the lab's at. But.
Okay, so the decision is go through surplus. Okay.
And I'll work with
we'll have something at a future meeting, but this is...
This is significant. I'd like to have this just documented clearly. I can work with Commissioner Crispin. We'll put together a motion and a memo outlining what the next steps are and then kind of give an update on whether or not South Dakota will come up and look at it.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Go to the order today. Okay. We are adjourned.